say that Rahu
covers the sun, covers and eats up the sun, and this is the cause of the eclipse. How do we perceive this? Okay.
The Bhagavatam describes not that Rahu consumes the sun, but that it covers the sun. Now here, we have to understand that there can be explanations which are parallel and they are complementary, not necessarily contradictory. So, I won't go into again technicalities, but just simply speaking, if you look at Jyotish Shastra, they do give orbits and they give positions. Because Jyotish Shastra also, if you know, it makes predictions. If you take a panchang from your local priest, he can tell you, okay, the next solar eclipse is going to come at this time, the next lunar eclipse is going to come at this time. And they also predict with a fair level of accuracy. So, eclipses have been predicted not just since modern science came up, but and not just in the Indian tradition, various other places also, because there was significance of, there was an understanding of the significance of celestial phenomena like this, they were predicted. So, the first point is, using the Jyotish Shastra model also, eclipses were predicted. And they were predicted with a fair degree of accuracy. Because eclipses are times which are considered to be somewhat inauspicious. So at that time, people are supposed to do more pure activities and avoid impure activities. And people were told in advance, okay, this is the time when eclipse would come. So if the model was simply just, the idea is this mythological, you know, how can you have some demon coming and consuming the sun? So that is the simplistic caricature of the traditional understanding. But it was just simply a mythology. How could some mythological imagination predict something with reasonable precision? So that prediction was because there are orbits described. And if you look at Jyotish Shastra, it described that Rahu and Ketu, they are also celestial objects. Just as we have sun, moon, these are celestial objects. So Rahu and Ketu are also celestial objects. But they are celestial objects of a different nature. It's like you say today in science we may talk about black holes. Now black holes, you cannot actually perceive their existence directly. Because whatever light goes into the black hole, it just sucked in. So if there is a black hole over here, we cannot directly have a picture of the black hole. Although we may be shown pictures in our books, but those are not a reflection of what is actually seen. They are just diagrammatic depictions of what is inferred based on observations. What happens is if there is a black hole somewhere, and the light that is going in the towards the black hole, that is consumed. But the light that is going nearby, its path twists. And in the path twists, say the path twists like this, then they understand, okay, this is path, these two are twisting, and there is a black hole over here. So just, and black hole at least is inferable in that way. But science also talks about dark matter, which is by definition itself not perceivable. It says dark matter, the only way they infer it exists is because that is required to balance the gravity force of the universe. So they infer that it must exist. But so similarly, Rahu and Ketu are posited as planets made of subtle matter which is not perceivable to us humans. Now Rahu and Ketu, they are planets and they have presiding deities. So there is a being called Rahu who is demoniac. And he is the presiding deity of the place called Rahu. It's like Surya Dev is the in charge of Surya. So like that, Rahu is a person who is in charge of Rahu, the planet, celestial object. And this celestial object has a trajectory, a path, has an orbit. And its orbit is such that whenever the sun, moon and earth are in one line, at that time Rahu also comes over there. So using the prediction of Rahu's position, eclipses can be predicted, or using, as the modern science does, using the linearity of the earth, moon and sun, eclipses can be predicted. So these two are different models and they are not contradictory, they are complementary. One focuses on simply the physical objects and how the physical objects have physical effects, and the the usage of Rahu and Ketu as explanations for the cause of eclipses, that focuses on another factor. Okay, the earth, sun and moon come in a line.
Why do they come in a line? You may say their orbits are like that and their orbits bring them in that line. But why are things arranged in such a way that they come in a line like that? That is because there are higher factors govern. That is because there are higher beings governing the whole cosmos, and that in that higher governance is conveyed by the point of Rahu and Ketu coming. So both these explanations of the sun, moon and their earth linearity, as well as Rahu and Ketu coming in, they are complementary, they are not contradictory.